USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Edward Gallagher, the Navy SEAL accused of war crimes, has been found not guilty of murder and attempted murder. Gallagher was accused of killing a captured ISIS fighter and firing on civilians. Trade talks continue between the United States and China after both President Trump and the President of China met at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan. Director of Trade and Manufacturing Policy Peter Navarro explains what both sides have to discuss.
We have as a starting point the ending point where talks broke down, which is the 150-page plus agreement across seven different areas such as force technology transfer and intellectual property theft.
The Census Bureau will not include a question about citizenship in the printed questionnaire for the 2020 census. That's according to an email sent by the Justice Department. Your final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow is up 69 points to close at 26,786. This is USA Radio News.
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
No cause for alarm. That's what the White House is saying after Vice President Mike Pence abruptly canceled a scheduled speech in New Hampshire. In a statement, a senior White House official says something came up that required the VP to stay in D.C. The statement added it's not health-related for the VP or president, or nothing related to national security. Mike Pompeo is the latest Trump administration official to come under congressional scrutiny. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
America's top diplomat reportedly being scrutinized by a congressional committee now for allegedly using his government security detail to run personal errands, including picking up his dog and fetching Chinese food. CNN is reporting that a whistleblower has been feeding the unnamed committee information about Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for months, describing a pattern of alleged misbehavior. Diplomatic Security Service head Lon Fairchild denying any inappropriate requests have ever been made by Pompeo.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Tuesday, a total solar eclipse took place in South America. Now, it wasn't visible to us here stateside, although if you went to NASA's website, you could have streamed the event. Dr. Michio Kaku, theoretical physicist and professor of physics at the City College in New York, tells Fox News why this is a big deal.
We are celebrating the 100th anniversary of the solar eclipse of 1919. That was incredibly important because that sealed the reputation of an obscure scientist by the name of Albert Einstein. That solar eclipse showed beyond a shadow of a doubt that light bends when it goes around the sun during an eclipse. And at that point, that was the instant that we physicists said, aha, relativity is correct. Einstein is a genius. And that was 100 years ago during a solar eclipse.
Dr. Kaku continues.
Newton says that apples and oranges bend when you throw them in a gravitational field. But a flashlight we thought goes in a straight line in a gravitational field. Nope. Light from distant stars bend as they go around the sun, which you can see during a solar eclipse. And bingo, that sealed the fate of relativity and our conception of the universe.
And finally, the U.S. women's national soccer team is advancing to the finals of the Women's World Cup match in France. The U.S. beat England by a score today of 2-1. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.